Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Let's talk about tools. Take these pliers. They're not revolutionary technology, even if I added sound effects and said,
"Pliers, the future of tool technology."
You'd still just see them as something you use every day. Now let's talk about a tool that you might think is futuristic, but isn't. Genetic testing for commercial cattle. Use it to help reach your goals faster and with more confidence. Genetic testing is just a tool. Use it to build a better herd. Get started with Zoetis at beefgenetics.com.
Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 1st, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 443 Angus bulls, 53 Hereford bulls, EPD and performance information available on all the bulls. Come and bid in person or on the internet on Superior Livestock or liveauctions.tv. America's largest seed stock producer invites you to check out the sale book, videos, and performance data at expressranches.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st.
Today, hearing from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson about crop prices and the USDA 2024 Commodity Outlook Report. Anderson said prices have been going down for the last few months.
Well, you look at prices, let's go back several months. Prices have just been going down. Look at wheat, go back to October, we were up above $6. We come into Thanksgiving, that time period peaked out around $5.80. We're down to around $5.30 right now. If you go out to the Panhandle, it's about the same price, slightly lower for current prices. Down in central southern Oklahoma, about 30 cents less than that. Forward contracting wheat for harvest delivery, about $5.20. Remember, the average wheat price over time is about $5.80. Looking at corn, December corn prices were $4.70. They're down off about 50 cents, down to around $4.10, $4.13 right now. You can forward contract for 24 delivery of corn for $4.40. Soybeans, that was our poster child until we got into November, December time period. Peaked out around $13.25. We've knocked $2 off the bean prices, especially over the last month and a half. We're down to around $11.25 for beans now. Forward contracting beans for harvest delivery, around $10.90. The average soybean price during harvest is around $10.80. Cotton prices have been going up. We're up to current cotton prices on the board, around 94 cents. Take off $0.02 or $0.03 for that. You got around 91 in Oklahoma. For 24 cotton, 84 cents on the futures market. That gives us about 81, 82 cents contract for coming into the 24 harvest.
As mentioned, USDA released their 2024 crop predictions.
Well, we got our first numbers looking out into the 24-25 marketing year for wheat, corn, beans, and cotton. Let's look at all the numbers for wheat. There's a lot of numbers here. Planted acres, 47.5 million acres compared to 48.8 last year. So down about 2%. Production, though, because we've got good weather right now. We've got moisture. The crop's in relatively good condition. Around 1.9 billion bushels estimate compared to 1.8 last year. Ending stocks projected to go up from 658 million bushels to 720. So lower wheat prices. Corn, now it's a long time out to corn and beans where wheat we're going to be harvesting in June. Let's just look at the ending stocks. For corn, 2.17 billion bushels for this year's crop. They're looking at that go up about 2.5 billion for next year. That's low corn prices. Soybeans, 420 million bushels projected for 24. That's up from 315 million this last year.
To hear more from crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.